When the earthquake struck last weekend, scientists knew within minutes, but their warning system focuses on the Pacific. They could do little to predict what would happen in the Indian Ocean. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on why the news of the tsunami did not travel fast enough to save lives.
Seismologists have wired the Earth. They listen constantly for vibrations from earthquakes that can be detected thousands of miles away. One of the places this information ends up is the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii. It can take several hours for a tsunami to travel across the ocean. The center's job is to predict a tsunami's path and warn countries in the way. At about 3 p.m. on Christmas Day in Hawaii, technicians there realized a big quake had struck under the Indian Ocean near Sumatra. Seismologist Charles McCreary directs the center.
We issued an initial bulletin on this event 15 minutes after its occurrence.
That bulletin went out electronically to participants in 26 countries that are part of the International Tsunami Information Center.
They would have gotten this message from us shortly after we issued it, but our clients, they're in the Pacific, they're not in the Indian Ocean.
Had the quake been in the Pacific, instruments on the Pacific Ocean floor would have picked up the passing of a tsunami. But there are no such instruments in the Indian Ocean. All the Pacific Center scientists knew was that there was a quake near Indonesia, and at first they thought it was a magnitude 8 quake, not the magnitude 9 it ended up being. Center scientists didn't think it was big enough to pose a widespread danger.
So what we were really expecting was probably damage to Sumatra, but nothing outside of that area. It really wasn't until later when we learned about casualties in Sri Lanka that we knew this was a dangerous tsunami outside the source area.
McCreary says someone from the Hawaii Tsunami Center did call Australian scientists within a couple of hours after the earthquake hit, not as a warning, but to see if any measurable sign of a tsunami might reach Australia. Other U.S. scientists who monitor earthquakes say when they realized how big the quake really was, there was no clear way to get the information to authorities who might have been able to warn people in time. Comcast Duvall is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
There was knowledge that a tsunami was being generated, and that information was available, but the problem we ran into was that there were not appropriate agencies in places like India and in Somalia on the east in the Horn of Africa region. There was no system set up by which we could take that information and translate it into actions that the public could react to.
In India, Sri Lanka, and Africa, there might have been an hour or two to prepare, but for countries within a few hundred miles, there would have been very little time. Tsunamis can travel several hundred miles an hour. Ralph LaDuce is manager of the National Weather Service's National Tsunami Program.
By the time they assessed the earthquake, the wave was probably already on Indonesia. But I have not seen the timing yet, so I can't say that for certain. But one would logically suspect that the tsunami in Indonesia occurred very soon after the earthquake.
Tsunami watcher Charles McCreary says Australia and Indonesia, which are part of the Pacific Warning System, had been discussing how to set up an additional warning network. A few sensors on the ocean floor costs a total of a few million dollars, but McCreary says the rarity of tsunamis in the Indian Ocean may have made such a system there a low priority.
These things probably don't occur except every few hundred years. And yet when they do occur, the response needs to be very quick. So you need to have all those pieces in place and ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but maintain that system over a time period that could be hundreds of years before it pays off.
Officials in India and other hard-hit countries are now discussing how to create such a system. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.